Time now for your letters. Many of you responded to our story last Sunday by NPR's Alyssa Joyce Barba. As a TV producer 20 years ago during the occupation of China's Tiananmen Square, she interviewed a protester. The man was sentenced to 10 years in a labor camp for telling a foreign reporter what he saw that day. Alex Lee wrote in to say, if a journalist is unable to protect the source and just go for the news, that's irresponsible journalism, no matter how important the news is, because a person's life is at stake. Lee said the news network and the producer are responsible for, as he put it, turning this man's life into a nightmarish misery. But Amanda Iverson of Columbia, South Carolina, wrote that she had mixed emotions about the report. On the one hand, I have to ask what they were thinking, giving out the man's name on national television. On the other hand, I have to plead what has happened to this type of journalism. Several of you wrote in about Weekend Edition food essayist Bonnie Wolfe's memories of the Pearson Candy Company, which celebrates its 100th anniversary this year. The essay struck a nerve with Twiss Butler of Alexandria, Virginia. She wrote, as a former Minnesotan who has never managed to depart from the Twin Cities airport without gathering a handful of nut goodies for the road, I was delighted to hear Pearson's Candy Company get the national recognition it deserves for keeping such a good thing going all these years. Bill Porter of Bellingham, Washington, also weighed in.
My dad sends a box every year for the holidays. I share them with loyal fans who know the gooey truth that Nut Goody rules. We sing, Nut Goody, Nut Nut Goody, Nut Goody, yeah!
Our story about 83-year-old composer Gunther Schuller brought back memories for Ruth Tabor of El Paso, Texas, too. It reminded her of her teenage years in the early 1940s.
I was a student at Music and Art High School in New York City, playing clarinet in the orchestra, and Gunther sat behind me in the French horn section. As I chatted with the other clarinetists, Gunther, always serious, poked us, telling us to keep quiet, otherwise you won't amount to anything in the music world when you graduate, he said. He was right. I became a public health educator and journalist, and I'm still writing at age 80, and he became the great musician.
Now it's your turn. You can leave a comment about what you hear on the radio on our website, npr.org. You can also click on the Contact Us link to send an email. Or you can follow me on Twitter at NPR Leanne Hansen, all one word. This is NPR News.